This is a sham trial, so I do not expect much from what's going to happen today. I hope that the judge will do what he has to do and not rule on the motions that the lawyers have sent. These motions really kind of describe all the violations that have happened so far, including the kidnapping of my father. So I hope that when they go in front of the judge, he can respond to that. If not, you know, he needs to be released immediately. So I don't have lots of expectation for this trial as it's a sham trial.
Your dad is demanding provisional release because he says that his rights as a defendant have been violated. What are those rights?
First of all, he was kidnapped. He was illegally arrested. And that's the very first issue of this whole trial. Had any kind of real court, the way he was arrested would have already finished this trial and he would not be in front of the court. So he's asking that, first of all, the judge reviews again the way he was arrested, the illegal arrest, that the judge reviews all the violations thus far, including the fact that he didn't have lawyers for over 70 days, that he's only seen his lawyer for 6 times, that his documents have been confiscated. So he's, at the minimum, they're asking for a medical bail or, you know, a delay of the trial date so he can have more time to prepare. But the most important thing for the judge to realize is that this is not a fair trial given that he was kidnapped. And anywhere in the world, if you kidnap somebody to put them on trial, that trial will not go further.
So, Anaïs, what is your dad's position in terms of these charges against him, including financing terrorism and being a member of a terrorist group, as well as murder and arson? What is your dad's reaction still to these charges?
Well, until now, his position, my father, again, they say that he has, in what Rwandan saying that he's already admitted to some of the allegations. Again, that should not count because the admissions of these allegations were done under duress. This was done when he didn't have his legal counsel of choosing. This is when he was under with David Rugaza and Emmeline, these two lawyers who were working for the government. And they also, we learned that in the indictment that they also used statement that he did under duress, also when he was tortured. So to remind you, for those who don't know, you know, he was kidnapped. He was taken on 27th. For 3 days, he was held incommunicado. And in those 3 days, they got statements out of him, which they are using against him in this trial. So again, this is another example and reason why this is a sham trial. They're using evidence collected on somebody under torture.
Can your dad refuse? I mean, is he going to show up in court today, Wednesday? Will he show up?
Well, he has to show up. We believe he's gonna show up with Maître Gatira Gashabana, and we'll ask the question to the judge of what is his stand on the motions, and then we'll see what they say. But yes, he will be present in court. But again, you know, what happened in Kigali, a lot of things changes very fast. To my knowledge, he's supposed to be there, but we'll see.
Before I let you go, how is your dad's health? And when last did you speak with him?
He's doing a little bit better, but his health, and when I say doing better mentally, you know, he's doing better. He feels confident. You know, he knows all the support that he has outside. He knows that the EU, for instance, passed a resolution last week, you know, condemning the illegal arrest and the detention so far. And so that gave him a lot of courage. But his health, you know, we still don't know what medication he's taking. And so in the last calls, he said he still has a dizziness. Earlier in January, he had feared of dying of stroke because he was so sick. He hasn't said that in the last call. So that's why I feel like he's doing a little bit better. But, you know, we still are very concerned with COVID-19 really increasing in the country and prisons. We're still very concerned for his health.
Anaïs, thank you so much. It's so nice to talk with you.
Thank you very much, James. And thank you for your audience and keeping the story.